This next text message is pretty long.
Okay.
So buckle up. We're going to have to break this down into some kind of digestible bits. So, you know, feel free to stop me at any time. Scoot, you really need to lay off it. Seriously. As host of the show, you're not supposed to show partiality.
Whoa.
What?
Stop right there. Do you call conservative radio talk show hosts and tell them the same thing? Have you put in a call to Sean Hannity, to Laura Ingraham? Have you put in a call to any of those people about not showing partiality? Please continue.
Yeah, this isn't 60 minutes. Come on. You are constantly bashing Trump over and over, and honestly, it's tiring. People will call in with their own opinions, but it is obvious how much you despise Trump. It is really getting on everyone's last nerve, and you're definitely losing listeners over it.
Stop.
Yeah, stop there.
Go ahead, Ian.
That's not true.
It's not true.
We get a little memo, you know, every couple of weeks, every couple of months that says how many people are in our audience, and our audience is growing, not shrinking. So if,
yes.
And people love to say, you're definitely losing listeners over it. Prove it.
Yeah.
Do you pay Nielsen all that money for them to report the metrics back to you?
Prove it.
No.
Prove
you don't
it.
Know. You know what you're talking about.
Don't mouth off. Prove it. And by the way, you're listening.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone has the freedom to vote for whoever they want, and nothing you can say is going to change that. Let me finish this off by saying, they're not anywhere near finishing. Let me finish this off by saying, for you to call people who vote for Trump right-wing radicals is so beyond ignorant, it's indescribable.
Stop. I haven't done that. I have constantly said that there are right-wing radicals. Everybody who votes for Trump is not a right-wing radical. I have been very clear about this. And what bothers me, not the criticism, what bothers me is people who do not listen. You're making stuff up to make yourself feel bold, to make yourself feel good, to make yourself feel righteous. But I have constantly said that a lot of people who vote for Trump are moderate Republicans, and they're voting for him because they either like his policies and don't like him, or they don't like Biden. So, wrong on that count.
The text continues, we are middle-class people, working, retiring, and everything else. I'm about as far off as a radical as it gets, and Trump definitely has my vote. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being middle-class people, working, retiring, and everything else. That's great. That does not mean you're immune from being a radical.
Right.
All the people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th and sent 170 cops, you know, home with injuries, I'm sure many of them were middle-class retirees or working people.
I know, it
feels good to feel like you're the center of the universe at all times, but it doesn't mean that you can't say I'm not a right-wing radical because I'm middle-class.
No, because, and listen, this is kind of a slam on me. Well, you think I'm some kind of elitist? You know nothing about my past. You know nothing about my family life. You know nothing about the work ethic that I have put in to get where I am today. Nobody gave me this job. I earned it. And I have earned every job that I have had over the years. So you don't know anything about me. Sometimes I talk about these things on the air, but not everything. But don't pass judgment and act like I can't relate to the middle class, because I can.
I'll try and get to the rest of this quickly. The fact that you even made that comment just shows how ignorant you really can be at times with this topic. Stop showing your partiality. You're ruining the show. Let people speak their mind. You need to stop constantly bashing the person who isn't your preference. Oh, and one last thing to say. Making asinine comments like, anyone who supports Trump is against the gay community and drag queens is, again, pure stupidity.
Stop.
Never said that.
I never said that.
Never said that.
Will you stop making up stuff? Will you stop making things up? Not only you, but anybody else. Stop making stuff up. And you know, the audience, our true audience loves it when we get these texts or when we get these calls. They love it because they find it totally entertaining. And you can interpret that any way you want.
Yeah, I'll just finish out here. The assumptions about people voting for certain people really needs to stop. It is completely asinine. Quit spreading the falsehoods. And the biggest shocker of all to you is my many friends who are gay are actually voting for Trump. Yet another shocker for you. Learn before you speak as a host of a show.
It's not a shock to me. That is not a shock to me at all. We've even talked about the Republican Log Cabin Group, which is an organization of gay Republicans. So I don't know what show this guy's listening to. Maybe there is some kind of interference because this guy's living in the rabbit hole. And maybe the show doesn't come in clearly into the rabbit hole. There's that possibility. But man, it was so easy to tear that one apart.
Well, the important thing is they're having a good time.
Yeah.